The Lidice Museum, which stands on the site of the Czech village that was destroyed by the Nazis in 1942, opened a new education center on Monday. Among other things, this facility will give visitors and scholars access to a detailed historical archive of material about what is considered to be one of the most infamous Nazi atrocities of the Second World War. Colleen O'Connor has this report.
Archive footage from the Lidice Museum of a chilling speech about the planned Germanization of the Czech lands by Reichsprotector Reinhard Heydrich, whose assassination by Czech resistance fighters in 1942 sparked one of the darkest moments of World War II, the massacre of the small central Bohemian village of Lidice, which the Nazis carried out as a savage retaliation for Heydrich's death. On the morning of 10th of June 1942, Nazi troops stormed into Lidice and forcibly removed villagers from their homes. All the men over 15 years of age were lined up against the wall and shot, while the women and children were transported to concentration camps. 173 people died that day, and 167 more subsequently perished in German detention facilities. The village itself was completely razed to the ground, with the Nazis even digging up the graves of the local cemetery before levelling it. Now the commemorative monument, park and museum, which stand on the site of the tragedy today, are to be complemented by a modern education centre, which is designed to cater for the increasing number of school groups and students who currently visit Lidice. Nadezhda Rezkova-Pshibilova is one of the educational coordinators behind the new facility.
There's a clear reason for the establishment of the education center. Essentially, it complements and contextualizes the museum, because the museum exhibition has been designed to have an emotional impact, which seems to really work if the reactions of visitors are anything to go by. Of course, at the same time, the museum's creators have been aware of the need to go one step further and create something that caters for people who want more detailed information and who wish to find out more about the actual history of Lidice.
The new education centre has an exhibition room with photographs and detailed multilingual descriptions of the tragic events that occurred in Lidice. There's also a state-of-the-art classroom with computers which students can use to access an extensive digital archive of photos, documents and other materials about the village. At the moment, this valuable archive is only in Czech, but there are plans to make it available in English and German for the large number of foreign student groups who now visit Lidice. The education centre will also hold regular international conferences and seminars on the impact of Nazism in Europe, to put Lidice in a wider context. Some of the small number of villagers who survived the Lidice massacre attended a sombre open-air ceremony to open the new education centre on Monday. These included Yaroslava Skleničkova, one of a handful of children who survived the massacre in 1942. Now over 80 years of age and confined to a wheelchair, she still accepted an invitation to attend the opening of the facility, which she says is a very important addition to the Lidice memorial.
Tady budou mít možnost ty mladí.
Young people will have an opportunity to come here and work on the computers and study all the things that happened. They will have a chance to take an in-depth look at the events that occurred in Lidice. This is really important, especially when you see how Nazism is now on the rise again.
Lidice survivor Yaroslava Skleničková ends that report by Colleen O'Connor. And if you'd like to learn more, please visit lidice-memorial.ca.